Radiotopia.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Dear Diary.
Sixth grade.
February 14th.
1991.
I am really depressed.
How could she break up with me?
Mom, you can't read this.
I have always been against masturbation. I would never touch myself with my hands. Last night, I created a feeling. I moved around a lot, not using my hands. I moved my legs in a way that created a very pleasurable feeling. And I'm afraid it's going to get out of hand.
From PRX and Radiotopia, this is the Mortified Podcast. I'm Neil. And as you might have guessed from hearing Melissa Beery read her diary a second ago, today on the podcast, a touching episode about touching yourself.
Ugh.
And hey, did you know it's International Masturbation Month? Yep, there's a month-long holiday devoted to the joys of self-gratification. Look it up, we swear. Well, to honor the cherished holiday, we present a Mortified mixtape episode, How to Avoid Masturbating, and Other Hollow Victories. Tales of teenagers dealing with a struggle that dates back before we evolved from apes. What to do with yourself when you have way too much time on your hands. Or with your hands? Or you get the point.
My friends and I were super huge computer nerds, so I landed on internet porn like around the age of 12 or 13. So something it was normal and something that my friends and I did, trying to look at porn and like on a 56K modem.
That's Matt Stoner. And growing up in the late 90s meant internet porn was a fixture in his adolescence. Until one day.
I remember a friend asking me if I wanted to accept Jesus into my heart in the parking lot of an Arby's. And I didn't accept Jesus into my heart then, but I started going to church more and more and more. And then I became a full born-again evangelical Christian.
Suddenly, Matt faced a big problem he hadn't foreseen. For some reason, his new church wasn't down with internet porn.
I kept a prayer journal where I talked to God about school, girls, how to get a wife, and how to cut back on porn. March 17th, 2002. God, you are so awesome. I pray for Scott's sister. That eighth grade is so corrupted. I just wonder what you're gonna do in the months to come. I pray that you'll show me what you want from me. College? Women? I gave into my weakness. So I called porn my weakness. So I couldn't actually say porn in my journal. So I called it my weakness. Same day. Lord, discipline me. I need disciplined. March 18th. God, I'm so confused about Ashley. She seems to like me. I'm just not sure. I need to focus more on you than relationships. Ha ha, Lord. Sometimes I just don't understand. I'm ever praying for a wife. I guess I'm just gonna pray about it. LOL. But hey, Father, be with me tomorrow as I do my presentation. April 10th. I slept mostly all day. I'm such a slacker, LOL. Please forgive me for giving into my weakness. Sorry, God. I declare right now that demon be banished. Why do I feel so physically lonely? I fell asleep. Sorry, God.
It was much harder to deal with my weakness after a rousing day of flirting with Ashley. Not only am I creating boundaries for myself about not looking at porn or not masturbating for myself, but now I have to create more boundaries for this relationship or this dating partner that I'm with. It's like, don't be alone, together, in the dark, in a room at all. Don't do it. The inside baseball term is above reproach, so no one can question your Christian integrity.
May 21st, last day before Bible boot camp, I finally kissed a girl. Finally! Praise God for Ashley. Thank you, Lord. Let us celebrate. You rock. Give me strength to not give in to my weakness tonight. Please be with our president. Same day. I gave in to my weakness. May 27th. I was on Teens for Christ Live tonight, and I gave into my sin. Sorry, God. Do your will. May 29th. Ashley and I started going out. Hallelujah, the King is alive! May 30th. Ashley is going to Colorado. I want to embrace her so bad. Just enough so I can catch a whiff of her scent. Tis a harsh reality when I see my heart get ripped out. I desire affection and attention, to love and to be loved. Are you testing me? Can I just embrace her? Lord, I want to hear from you. Can I tell her how I feel? I don't know anything. My eyes hurt last night due to the bursting of tears. I sobbed like a child. I gave into my weakness. Sorry, God. Thank you.
That was Matt Stoner in Austin at Spider House Ballroom. Whereas Matt had so much shame around masturbation, he could only refer to it as his weakness. Terence LeClaire turned his shame into beautiful poetry. Well, poetry.
I felt really conflicted and really ashamed, actually, and embarrassed, and had a lot of feelings. So the way that I could tap into talking about jerking off was by having this poetry behind it.
And while Terence wasn't a devout Christian like Matt, he was still convinced there were greater forces at work.
I actually thought it was bad luck. I thought it was bad luck to masturbate. I thought it was actually just, you know, bad things would happen in my life. I felt this tremendous shame.
Here's Terence on stage at King King in Hollywood.
So when I was a freshman in college, I was very, very horny. And it was really hard to talk about it because my family never really talked about that stuff. And so I was racked with guilt. I learned how to masturbate in a junior high school health class and felt really guilty about it and carried those feelings to college. And I would take care of that business in the shower stall of the dorm. And stay with me. Yeah, and because I had a roommate, you know, so it's just a courtesy, really. Yeah, and so, but to deal with the guilt, I would write these poems about it. So I wrote poems about masturbation. Stepping into my corridor for daily baptism. It is safer than sex, physically, mentally, spiritually. It is natural. I've lasted this long. To break down now, 'twould be a sin. Dot, dot, dot. I love you. I love you so much. Dot, dot, dot. Shielding my face. Just like that, a few moments of ecstasy are embedded in the past. As I raise my hand to the water, praising the gods, beg forgiveness, washing my soul. I look down and see what could have been our child. Get washed along the shower floor. And that's the poem, but there's one thing I forgot to mention, which is that I also wrote down the song I was listening to while writing the poem, and so the song for this one is Ironic by Alanis Morissette, 8:07 a.m. So, okay, so there I was, you know, begging the gods for forgiveness and all that, and I felt really guilty and ashamed, and so I just stopped cold turkey, and I just was like, I'm not going to do this. I, you know, was still a horny teenager, so nature had to take its course, and one night something happened, and I immediately wrote a poem about it in the morning. I could have been less messy about my dream. The remnants of it sprawled upon my lap. The memories indicate an involuntary action without an outside stimulus. Sweet dreams are made of these. When you wake up with a little gift from the unconscious, some dreams stay with you and some don't. And some lie sprawled upon your lap. Epic by Faith No More, 8:45 a.m.
It's very shameful, but tacked onto it was this whole feeling of, oh, yeah, I'm in college having a wet dream in my dorm room. I mean, I got to a point where I was doing it and I was okay with it, but to tell you the truth, it took me a while to actually really be okay with masturbating and telling myself, you know, it's okay to masturbate, right? People who have lived happy, long, successful lives have masturbated. So obviously masturbation didn't prevent them from being happy and successful. So why should it for me?
So, okay, I had two choices. I had to either like get over, be cool with masturbating, or, you know, get over my fear of women and find a girlfriend. And so a few weeks later, I wrote another poem about masturbating. Here we go. Out of tears, out of shame, out of time, a new me will arise. I will be passionate, away with the emotions which hold me way the fuck back. It will begin with this step taken today. Champagne Supernova, Oasis, 7:39 p.m. Thanks.
That was Terrence LeClaire in Hollywood at King King. Now, unlike Terrence and Matt, who had too much shame to enjoy their alone time, our next reader was shameless. If anything, Leslie wrote about her private moments with a sense of carefree romance that rivals the writings of Anais Nin. Here's Leslie.
In high school, I grew up in Ukiah, and I vacillated between being extremely horny and a very active member of the Ukiah First Presbyterian Church youth group and Bible study. I was a militant virgin, and a compulsive masturbator. December 14th, 1987. Sexual frustration. I constantly dwell on this subject. Perhaps God put trials on earth for people, and mine is good-looking, beautiful males. It is the thorn in my side, that which prevents me from furthering my spiritual growth. I need to be gently touched, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I touch others, but Jesus is the only one who touches me. January 29th, 1988. I have three earrings in my right ear. I did this myself last night. But this morning is not beautiful. I am happy with myself until I think about my life. I fantasize about marvelous men who are non-existent in my life, so I masturbate. I hate that word. For fulfillment, but my state of frustration continues. I have so much desire, creativity, imagination, sensuality, sensitivity, but with whom may I share these feelings? February 14th, 1988. Sometimes I wish I were a guy. Men are kinder than women. Women are highly sensitive and creative individuals, thus causing them to be raging bitches. Women are manipulative, cunning, backstabbing, gossiping snags. Men are oblivious, susceptible, sexually active, misguided, lost people. But they are sweet. April 11th, 1988. Yesterday, I went to Chris Sawyer's house. Chris Sawyer is my current mate. I went over and I brought my guitar and I stood there and played for Chris and his very fuckable little freshman brother, Brian. Chris is too hung up on coolness to get into my eccentricities. Maybe I should shave my legs. Dress wonderfully. Stop playing my guitar along with my stereo with no lights on while wearing my underwear. I shouldn't laugh out loud. I shouldn't dance like a freak. I should calm down. I shouldn't sleep in the nude, model for my mirrors, dance with only my garter belt on. I shouldn't press my breast against the icy glass to see my nipples get hard. I shouldn't swim seductively. Skinny dipping when I get the chance. I shouldn't dance with my flowing perio and stay up reading and writing. I am self-confident and happy. April 30th, 1988. Yesterday, I took an adventurous walk in the rain through the hills and valleys behind my house. I crossed creeks, hopped fences, and got lost. I finally came to my secret grove as the sun began to set. I took off my shirt and bra and laid down breast first in the wet grass. I thought about Dustin Welch and the Indians of ancient days. and I came. I am a very sexual person. May 10th, 1988. Well, a certainly sexually frustrating day. I must be near menstruation. But today was Bible study. How wonderful it is to sing praises to God. I feel my spirit singing inside of me, reaching and connecting with God. It makes me elated with euphoric tears in my eyes. I have such a different view of religion. God, I want sunshine. I want to be beautiful. I feel beautiful. I am beautiful. If only I could stop my chocolate addiction. I need help. I shake. My eyes water. I satisfy my sexual needs with chocolate. Maybe I should stick a chocolate bar inside my warm, moist vagina. It would melt. Then I would die. End of summer, 1988. J. Smith came into my life on June 10th, 1988. He had long, flowing blonde hair, a lean, toned body, a keen interest in nature, a confidence and aura which molded and entwined with my spirit. We were so in sync, on the same wave, beautiful, glowing, yet self-indulgent, drinking wine and smoking cloves. We made love in Berkeley at the Marriott Marina on July 20th, 1988. We were too in tune with each other, out of touch with God. Yet we did make love again and again, uniting our bodies, souls, and minds in a way which is less than best, more wrong than right, yet so incredible, so powerful, and so moving. Thanks.
As always, all the childhood writings heard in today's episode have been shared with no embellishing, no exaggerating, just God-given awkwardness. And this concludes today's episode, How Not to Masturbate and Other Hollow Victories, where we learn that the fear of God or a roommate may stop a teenager from pleasuring themselves, but no shame is powerful enough to stop you from climaxing to the Indians of ancient days. To share the shame, follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or visit getmortified.com to learn about Mortified stage shows, books, films, and beyond. Click participate, and who knows, maybe you'll appear on a future episode of this series. As many of you know, the Mortified podcast is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, which is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Interested in supporting our podcast too? Email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. Our podcast production team for this episode includes Kathy Tu, Pierce Priscelli, Dave Nadelberg, and myself, Neil Katcher. Pierce Priscelli, Scott Lifton, and Leonard Hyman produce these for the stage. Music by Gordon Bash, Alex Burke, Adam Smith, The Angel, Zoe Rose Palladino, and Snake, Snake, Snakes. Additional thanks to Lance Roberts Studios, Will Dwyer, Aparna Kumar, Tamar Avishai, Eric Bass, and all the dedicated Mortified Live producers whose work make the stage show possible. Until next time, we remind you that we are freaks, we are fragile, and we all survived.